RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning. And Special Commander's Rewind, we'll keep it quick because I think everybody knows by now what happened. How about JMU last night? Dominating North Texas. JMU undefeated in Sun Belt play. I'm giving the full next segment, though, not this one, but the next one, to baseball. Because baseball's having a moment right now. And if you're not enjoying baseball, I'm going to make you enjoy baseball. Or at least 10 minutes of baseball talk. No, lots of people enjoying baseball right now. Phenomenal World Series. I do get a kick out of all the headlines this morning, and this is very predictable. The Blue Jays lost an excruciating loss in 18 innings, and they could have folded, but they came back and won. And is it like, what professional athlete is like, well, we gave it our all, but we're down 2-1 in the series, and it was a late night, so guess we'll pack it in, get them next year. It's the resilience of this Blue Jays squad to have the nerve to come out and play baseball again after the thing that happened the last time they played baseball. Incredible. Incredible stories. Yeah.
It's like they're getting paid.
Of the human condition.
Sheesh.
What were they supposed to do? Well, we're down 2-1, and it was a late night last night, so maybe just call the Dodgers, see if we can just give them the trophy and roll back to Canada and start the offseason. No, you keep playing baseball. That's what I would have done, at least. That's what they chose to do. And now we've got ourselves a 2-2 series tonight. Tonight on The Fan. Before we get to the main event here tonight on The Fan, high school walkthrough, 6 o'clock, because high school football, Friday night lights on Thursday this week. Tomorrow night, it's Verina, it's Highland Springs. It is the game of the year. So good, it needs its own day outside of Friday. Get out there. I say get out there. I assume it's sold out by now. Listen to it on The Fan. Hokie Steve will have the call. Verina, Highland Springs. Here's what you need to know. Highland Springs won a lot of state titles, 4 of them, in fact, in a little run of dominance. And Verina got them a couple times in that run, but they were on fire. Verina has turned the tables. Verina is now, on paper, the better football team. Did well in the portal this offseason. I can say that because I'm not Gary. I could show my face. You can't say that. You can't say they did good in the portal. Verina did well in the portal this year. Has a great team. And this is the matchup. This is the one every year. Whoever wins this, doesn't get them anywhere. They'll both be in the playoffs. They'll both have a chance to compete for a state title. This one's bragging rights, though, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have it on the Fan tomorrow night. Commanders back in practice today in Ashburn. Jaden Daniels expected to practice. Our guy, Awad, will be all over that. He's on noon to 3 today. We'll duck out early because it's Halloween party day here at Odyssey. Jeff Wicker of Mix 98 was getting his hair spray painted in the hallway.
Yeah.
Just now. And
I mean,
I don't have further updates on the situation than I turned the corner to go out to the hallway and his hair was being spray painted.
Yeah, they were like, did I miss any spots? I was like, I spray more.
Just in the hallway, like.
Not even in the bathroom.
No.
I mean, it feels like that's the place to go.
I don't want somebody spray painting in here.
No.
And the hallway is marginally better, but.
There is carpet on the floor.
There's colored carpet on the floor now.
No, it looks good, though. I don't really know what he is yet, but I'm ready.
That is the thing. Because it's like with a kid, you'd be like, oh, and what are you? And they're so excited. Like an adult, though, like if you don't get it right away, it's an issue. And Wicker didn't get mine right away and acknowledged the awkwardness of that exchange.
Uh-huh. There was a moment you looked at him and he looked at you.
Yeah. So I'm wearing a red vest, like a construction style vest. And I have a name tag that says Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
Hi,
uh-huh.
I'm Michael. Which is my name.
Yeah, very good.
Well, sure. And I'm bringing a cat around with me all day.
You know, as a Richmond resident, it feels like it should just clock immediately.
I think most people will get this, that there's Francine the cat and the cat story and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing, though. Even if you don't get the Francine part of the bit,
uh-huh.
Lowe's employee feels like a pretty easy pull. Given the red vest and the name tag that says Lowe's employee, hi, I'm Michael.
He did say, oh, you work at Lowe's, but it didn't seem to be like any costume connection. He was just like, Michael got a morning job stocking shelves.
He didn't pay like it used to.
Despite having his hair actively sprayed. You're like, surely something else is going on here.
Maybe the spray paint went to his head.
Oh, fumes! We didn't even consider the fumes!
But did not consider the possibility of fumes. Play Chesterfield at 10:30. We'll be checking in this week with our friends at Meadowbrook. We'll do that here in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, I want to take you all to a place I like to call Conspiracy Corner.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories. A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
Today's topic, NFL officiating. It's kind of been bad recently. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys have noticed that. And if you've been watching the last couple of Commanders games, you've definitely noticed that. And this isn't about Patrick Mahomes or the Jordan rules or anything like that. This is about how bad NFL officiating has gotten. And I want to start with the tush push here. Because you know me. I'm not a big conspiracy guy. I love conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh.
But my conclusion at the end of Conspiracy Corner is usually not a conspiracy.
Right.
But we need to talk about the tush push because a lot of people don't like it. And one of those people is Roger Goodell, and he runs the NFL. And like any tyrant, he rules it with an iron fist. And he wanted to ban the tush push. Needed 24 votes to do it. Got 23 votes at this year's owners meeting. And at the time was not happy about that. Quite displeased, as a matter of fact, about that. And this year, we've had a number of interesting tush-push-related things. The first off is the Eagles have false-started on the tush-push basically every time they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
The refs haven't called it. They can't take it to replay. All right? So, just solutions-oriented Michael here. Feels like we could solve this pretty easily. You can replay false starts.
Seems like we're replaying everything else.
We are replaying everything else. Steelers game, Aaron Rodgers thinks he has a free play, and the reason he thinks that is the Packers defender has jumped across the line of scrimmage before the play. It's 3rd and 7. This changes everything for Aaron Rodgers. Free play 3rd and 7, you throw to the end zone. Because if you miss, it's 3rd and 2. You'll run the ball, you'll get the first down. Aaron Rodgers throws to the end zone. Because We say a lot of things about Aaron Rodgers, but he's smart. He knows what he's doing. They don't call the offsides. The refs get in their little ref huddle and talk about it. 30 seconds, 45 seconds, come back out and announce, play on, it's fourth down and seven. And the reasoning afterwards was, we can't retroactively give a penalty. Again, what are we doing here? But the tush-push thing came to a head last week because Jalen Hurts was being pushed in the tush. That's how the play works. And as he's being pushed, the Giants guy rips the football out of his hands. It's a fumble and dives on it. This Giants ball. Well, the refs come in and blow the whistle and say his forward progress had been stopped. Let me just say this so we're all on the same page. There is no forward progress on a tush push. The play consists of you being stuck in a giant pile of humans and being pushed. Under this criteria, your forward progress would stop the moment the play begins, because at no point is there anything resembling momentum or forwardness. It's just you getting pushed by fat dudes until you get a first down. And it's a very successful play, and some people are mad about that. But they go to video review, because this is the one that we can video review. We video review everything else, but we can't review the tush push. But we can review this one, because you can award a fumble on a video review. And they go and they look at it, and they come back and like, nah, we got it right. Yeah, we think that's the right call. I would remind you, when this false start thing started happening, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, wrote about it, and he quoted an anonymous league source, high-ranking league official, as saying, quote, this is what the membership voted for. Well, let's spend 5 seconds of critical thinking and think who that might be and what message they were trying to convey here. I absolutely am all in on the conspiracy. They're allowing the Eagles to successfully do the tush push and not overturning any of this so that they will ban it next year. And that's nonsense. Because if we just used a little bit of common sense here, let them go to replay, call it a false start. Oh, no, it's not fourth and inches anymore. It's fourth and five. This thing would end very quickly. Oh, it's a fumble? Yeah, it's a fumble. He ripped it out of his hand. I'm in on this conspiracy theory. But the other problem here, broadly, we've got the NBA and their gambling situation. The NCAA voted the other day to allow college players to gamble on pro games, which they previously were banned from doing, which phenomenal timing to announce that the week of the NBA corruption investigation. No notes. Keep working hard, NCAA. Anytime any of these plays happen, the first 20 comments are immediately like, ah, Vegas called it in. They're in the, you know, the gambling. They're in the tank for it. I'm not in on that conspiracy theory. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think Roger Goodell just wants an entertaining product where people score 50 points a game. That's why he wants to tush push out of there. But the fact that every 10 seconds we watch a gambling ad and these players are endorsing gambling is not a good look for anybody, because it sure looks like there's this coziness that needs to go away quickly. Will it? No, because it makes money for everybody. I'm not that naive. But that's Conspiracy Corner. That's NFL refs. They've been worse than usual this year. They're part-time employees to save money. They kind of exist outside of the football ecosystem. There are ways to make this product better. One, quicker replay, review more things. Two, bring the refs on full-time, invest in training, invest in the headsets. Jane Daniels is training in a headset. Why can't the refs train in a headset? And the answer is because they're cheap. If you're going to be endorsed by a gambling company, you need to be less cheap about this, because this impacts the quality of the game. And it's less fun to watch NFL football with the refs weighing in every 12 seconds. That's the bottom line is, it makes the product worse. All right, we got to get to baseball. Baseball's fun. This isn't fun. Baseball is fun, though. Great World Series going on. The Blue Jays. There's no quitting the Blue Jays. They don't let you quit. You have to play all seven, or until somebody gets four. Those are the rules. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at
1051.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Enough football talk. I want to talk about a thing near and dear to my heart. It's a little sport they call baseball.
Over the shoulder.
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
I'm not getting sidetracked because we are talking about baseball, but I did see that Trey Wilson ate 15 hot dogs at Martinsville Speedway the other day.
Which is so many.
That may call for an off-season appearance. We may, not now. I will not get sidetracked because it's baseball time. But it's so many hot dogs.
I have so many questions.
We need to get Trey on to answer.
Did he starve himself? Okay, I'm done.
We need to get Trey on to answer every single one of those questions. That will happen at some point in the near future. Not right now, though, because baseball talk. We'll get to play Chesterfield in about 11 minutes. We'll check in with Meadowbrook High School. Let's go back to the beginning. Game one. People think the Dodgers are going to steamroll the Blue Jays. They're wrong. People think that because the Blue Jays are from Canada, so surely this is like a mom-and-pop operation. They're actually owned by Rogers Communications, which is like a billion-dollar conglomerate in Canada, and they actually pump money into the Blue Jays, and they actually have a pretty sizable fan base. You don't know that because you live in America, and you don't think about these things. Sure, the Dodgers are spending a lot of money, more than the Blue Jays. But the Blue Jays are not, this is not a charity operation here. They're not ringing the Salvation Army bell on the corner. They're a pretty good baseball team. And yet, in this series, we have both the superstars doing superstar things. Otani's been insane. Vlad, last night, goes off. But we've also had unsung, unknown guys step up. Game one, Addison Barger hits the big one for the Blue Jays. He slept on a teammate's couch the night before the game because he doesn't have a place. In Toronto, here is that teammate, David Schneider.
Was Barger on your couch last night?
He was, yeah.
Did his lease run out or something?
Or, like, his family's coming in, came in tonight, and so, like, he needed me, or needed someone. He was staying with Miles, and then stayed with me last night. My girlfriend's here, so, like, he was like, I sleep in the bed with you guys? And I was like, no, sleep on my couch. Sleep in the pool. It's a pull-out, yeah. Okay. But it was squeaking all night, like... Yeah.
Pull-out couches are the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah,
imagine.
It was so funny. I looked over and I just see him just sleeping there and in the middle of the night, and he's a head case, but he's funny.
All right, we crossed the line a couple times there, and the beds, this pull-out squeaking all night. Can I sleep with you and your girlfriend? A lot of things happen there. Baseball, man, get into baseball these days. Then we go back to L.A., and we play until 2:50 in the morning on Monday night. And there are so many false starts there in the extra innings. Like, It's a home run. The game's... Oh, it got caught. The game-winning home run, which was to center field, deep center, where it's hard to hit a home run to begin with, let alone on a night where the cold is just killing the ball off the bat. This is the ESPN radio broadcast. This is the national team. They do not see this coming at all.
Swing and a high fly ball, center field. Varsho back near the wall, at the track, gone! Freddie Freeman! A home run to center field. Freeman walks it off in the 18th.
Well, it's a fly ball, and it's back. Oh, no! No, we get to go home! Congrats to us! This game is over. We get to go home. We've been here for so long. 18 innings. That's two baseball games instead of one. They just kept rolling. Here's the other thing I did not understand. Fox literally ran out of commercials in the 13th inning. From the 13th inning to the 18th inning, every half inning, they would go to the commercial break, and they played the same three promos. Fear Factor with Johnny Knoxville, the Colin Coward promo, and another one that I'm blanking on, some medical show. You know the format. At some point, can we not just be like, let's just keep playing baseball? It's very late. What if we didn't just show those three promos? I don't know. Just a suggestion for the fine people at the Fox Network down the line. I'm sure a lot of people were watching. I'm now very aware of Fear Factor with Johnny Knoxville. It's seared into my brain from 2:45 a.m. in front of the television. That's prime infomercial hour. Give me an infomercial. Give me an ACC Network style. Give me something. Last night, a lesser team would have folded after something like that. The Toronto Blue Jays are not a lesser team. Vlad Guerrero coming out swinging.
2-1. Vladdy hits it high. Left field. Hernandez back on the track. Looks up. It is gone. Plakata! Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts them in the lead with a two-run shot. 2-1 Blue Jays in the top of the third.
He's been so good. Going yard basically every night, it feels like. Shohei's been so good, who reaches base nine times in a single baseball game, and the last five were all intentional walks, which is the wild, like, every out's so important in the postseason, every matchup, every pitch. And then he comes up to bat, and they're like, we ain't dealing with this. Why don't you walk yourself down to first base? It's just a free runner. Every time he comes up, that's how good he's been. They're going to start doing that to Vlad on the other side. Shohei pitches last night. It wasn't fantastic. It was fine. Then the bullpen unravels. The Blue Jays walk away 2-2. Whatever happens tonight, they're going back to Toronto, and they'll have a chance to either win one or two to claim the World Series title. It's baseball. Get into it. It's been a fantastic series. Should be another great game tonight in L.A. Our guy Magic Johnson hanging out behind home plate, looking for another title. He gave... you know the Magic Johnson tweets, which are very, very factual, very, very to the point. Monday night, it was, I had to make a tough decision tonight whether to watch my Commanders or whether to watch the World Series. And I've chosen to be here with my Dodgers for the World Series. And that's not a tough decision there, Magic. That's a pretty easy decision, actually. Be it the World Series. Because what we thought was going to happen, or what some thought, not me, what some thought was going to happen did happen on Monday night. I thought they'd be a little feistier than they were. And they were for one half. It was a tremendous half of football. And then the second half happened. We'll recap all of that on Commander's Rewind. That comes up at 10:45. Up next, though, it is time for a little play. Chesterfield will check in with Meadowbrook High School, our featured school this week. Looking forward to that. That's after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. I think part of my thought in saying that the Chiefs would play down to their opponent Monday, which is a thing I said, and I own it. And part of that was the Chiefs are playing Buffalo this week, and that's a monster game. That could be for the bye in the AFC. They weren't caught looking. Maybe they were for a half, but I think as we'll get into, they actually weren't. Although still some good stuff from the young guys. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS Sports. Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus all season long, and you know they've got that juicy matchup this week, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think I will make time to watch that one. Right now, we will make time for the Commander's Rewind.
Time for the Commander's Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. The Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
All right, big picture first before we get to the clips. The first half was good. Dan Quinn said last week, the defense will play better. They have to. And he's right. The defense played better. Here's the situation. And we've alluded to this all season long. People are like, the starters are bums. Put in the backups. Which is, by the way, a completely fair take. I hope at no point have I said the starters are not bums. I agree with y'all on that. The thing I've said is the backups have been chosen as backups by the coaching staff for a reason. And we saw a little bit of that on Monday night. That said, I kind of like going with this the rest of the way. Because here's the deal. It's either they win and we're playing for now, or they lose and we're playing for the future. Either way, you got to figure out what these young guys have so you know what you need to do this offseason. Jordan McGee, 58 snaps. Trey Amos, 68 snaps. Tyler Owens, 25 snaps at safety. Keep it coming. Cade Medrano, get him out there. Let's see what the young guys have. Because as we hear, they're going to mess up. And I believe it was the correct call with Jaden Daniels in, and you know, this is very much a team that at the start of the season, we can make the playoffs. We can make a run if we make the playoffs. You can't say, here's a young guy, we think he's got promise, he might make a mistake or two, but that's all right because he'll learn for the future. You can't say that to Bobby Wagner. You can't say that to Zach Ertz. You can't say that to Jaden Daniels. He wants to win now. That's what's so good about him. But you know who you can say that to? It's Marcus Mariota. You know who you can say that to? Terry, coming off of a holdout contract extension. Like, the guys who were on the field Monday, you could tell them, we're gonna take the young guys out there. We want some speed. We want some oomph. We want some zip. And I think they got it. I'm not mad about what I saw. I'm not even disappointed in what I saw. We saw young guys flying around, playing fast, exactly what Dan Quinn told them to do, and making mistakes at times. They will get better. They will not get better quickly. That is the bad news. But they'll get better. Or they won't get better, and we'll fire the coaching staff. That's an option in football as well. But I'd prefer not to think about that option. Young guy, doing well? Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey's having himself a very nice little run of a season. And if anything, a lot of the conversation I saw on social media during the game was, we got to give Luke McCaffrey more touches, more targets. That's awesome that you all feel that way. No, 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 no. He's handling his current touches really well. Grow slowly. This isn't the green light, like, what if we built an offense around Luke McCaffrey? No. Luke McCaffrey's doing 5 touches a game really, really well. The next number in that sequence is 6 and 7 touches. Not 15. Let him build slowly. That's what this is about. And if that sounds defeatist, well, it kind of is. Because it's this realization, like, the old guys ain't going to get us there. So let's build slowly and responsibly for the rest of this season. Kick us off, London and Bram.
The ball is up in the air. We're off on Monday Night Football. It will be Luke from the 6-yard line. Far side numbers to the 20, 25. Got to see him at the 35. Get hit at the 40. And Luke McCaffrey again gives Washington great starting field position out to the 43.
Man, when he got through that first line and he was up on a kicker, I thought he had one. That would have been a great way to get this game started. But Luke did it again. Great field position for Marcus Mariota in this offense to start this ball game.
Another excellent special teams performance by Luke McCaffrey. Jalen Lane had the bobble. That was a tough one in the second half for him. He'll learn from that. Young guys, they got to learn from these things. But I think he's progressing well. I think Luke McCaffrey is progressing well. You mix in some old guys, Jacob Martin. He's not old, but he's been around the league for a minute. I believe this is his 8th season of professional football. He had himself a day again after Patrick Mahomes.
Here's the snap to Mahomes, empty backfield. They bring four, steps up, trying to get away from the rush, and he will not. Spun down by Jacob Martin back at the 32, and a sack for Martin.
Jacob Martin has continued his great play, and this time he just overwhelmed the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, Jalen Moore. A relentless pass rush, and it starts with the coverage on the back end. Nowhere for Mahomes to go with the football.
When this pass rush is working, this defense is working. As we'll see in the second half, when this pass rush is not working, my goodness, this defense is not working at all. Now, part of it would be unfair to suggest that any defense should be required to hold the Chiefs receivers in check for 6, 7, 8 seconds. Patrick Mahomes gets that much time, it's ball game. Everybody understands that. But they had some successful plays early. They got some heat on, and the secondary did what it needed to do, which was bend without breaking. They gave the Chiefs the 5, the 10 yarders. They're going to get theirs. They're the Kansas City Chiefs. I liked the defensive philosophy early. Don't bump them at the line, right? There was a little bit, you can't let them be that open. You have to let him be that open because you have to cover the deep stuff. You cannot let them move down the field 40 yards at a time. If they move down the field 5 yards at a time, there's a chance for an interception, and they got one. There's a chance for holding calls, false starts. They got those. There is the chance that something will go wrong if you make them drive down the field 5 yards at a time. That's what they did, and it worked for a little while. Here's the problem. You got to cash in those chips.
Commanders are in the Nauticon red zone. Nauticon, more than machine solutions. First and 10, they marked it at the 18-yard line. Should have moving the chains here early. Mariota asked Terry to move outside of Ertz and Debo to the left. They throw a screen to Debo. It pops up in the air out of his hands, and it's intercepted. Debo Samuel just misplayed a screen pass, and it popped right up into the air, and it is intercepted by the defensive lineman Mike Danna.
Yeah, he's been so good this year. That was a tough one. You need those points against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. You need that for defensive momentum and energy as well. Just the 2024 mojo, I've said this a lot of times, is gone, man. And it's tough to see because they look like a normal football team. That's London Fletcher. That's Bram Weinstein. They are the Commanders Radio Network. You hear them every week right here on The Fan. We'll pause Commanders Rewind. Pick it up at 11:15 because we got to get to Zach Joachim in his normal Wednesday at 11 time slot. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I think we do a lot for, you know, a lot of high school sports talk, a lot of high school football talk in particular. It's a big time of year. This week, there's a lot of high school football talk because this is the one. Verina Highland Springs, tomorrow night, right here on The Fan. Gary Hess, not back from the injured list yet. Still Hokie Steve. Best wishes to Gary on a quick recovery. Hope to get him back in the booth at some point. But Hokie Steve has you in good hands tomorrow night on The Fan. That means tonight is the high school walkthrough, 6 o'clock. I wonder what they'll be talking about. Lots to talk about this week, of course. And Verina Highland Springs, it's not, I would say this, it's not the most storied rivalry locally. I think that would be Battle of Chester. It's not necessarily the one that, like, you know, has the most, you know, history and flair and pomp and circumstance. Yeah, that was probably Armstrong Maggie Walker. It is the game every single year that delivers. I've been here 18 years. I've been lucky enough to attend a few of them. I cannot think, and maybe Zach will correct us at some point, but I will think, I can't think of a time this game has not just absolutely delivered. And it sure feels like we're setting up for that here. Like, this is the year Verina wrestles that East End powerhouse away, that title away. They were better last year. Highland Springs, it did not improve the way Verina did this offseason. And yet, when they kick off the ball, as they say, you can throw the records out the window. They'll be throwing lots of stuff tomorrow in the stands. That's always an exciting atmosphere. You know, it's the game of the week. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Verina taking on Highland Springs. Pair of 6-2 teams with very misleading records because they've challenged themselves against some of the nation's best this year nationally. Supremacy in Eastern Henrico tomorrow night. Of course, you'll hear that right here on The Fan. Lots of Thursday action this week. Hanover will take on Armstrong. Hermitage, Douglas Freeman tomorrow night. There's some Friday games. You got Thomasdale, Petersburg. A little Halloween special down there. Petersburg's back. Petersburg's back in basketball, obviously, with Coach White coming from John Marshall down there. Petersburg's back in football, too. 6-2. A chance to get a statement win against a very, very good Thomasdale team. Under the Halloween lights. A little spooky Friday night football out there. We'll use up all the Halloween things. It is Halloween party day today at Odyssey. AWOD came in earlier, and he's not dressed up. He went all out last year, so that surprised me. Last year, Ron Weasley from Harry Potter, and he went pretty hard with it last year. This year, nothing. He's wearing a sweatshirt with a teddy bear on it, and he said, "I'm a big, cuddly teddy bear." That's not how Halloween works.
Mm-hmm. No. Rejected.
I've been to Halloween parties before. That does not fly. No chance. Absolutely not. Denied. I say we get back into Commander's Rewind. Our regulars know what's happening here. Zach Joachim missed the alarm clock this morning. That's all right. We'll get him on when we get him on. I don't see a reason to wait 10 minutes to get back into Commander's Rewind because I'm kind of in the flow. I'm feeling it. We're about to talk about fourth downs. Of all the things I expected to spar with AWOD about yesterday, we did crosstalk on his show, and he said, "I can't believe they didn't kick field goals on those fourth downs." And I thought, that's an insane take. And I watched the tape, and I looked at the situations, and to the extent the analytics matter, I looked up the analytics. And so I am here to tell you today, it is an absolutely insane take. There is no way they should have settled for a field goal on either of those. Here is the first one.
They're going to be aggressive here. They're going for it. It's a fourth and six.
The alert for a zero blitz by the Chiefs.
Zach Ertz goes in motion. McNichols to the left of Mariota. Fourth and six at the Chiefs 40. Aggressive move here early. They snap it. Chiefs break five. Mariota's got time. Throws into the slot. That is caught by Zach Ertz right at the line to gain. It's going to matter where they mark it.
That's a first down. Let's see this spot. Yeah, like you said, it's going to be key.
It is right at the 34-yard line. It is going to depend where they spot this.
We have an official's timeout for a virtual measurement.
The virtual measurement said they were 5 inches short of a first down, so it would be a turnover on downs. Dan Quinn has the option here to challenge the spot.
I think it's absolutely worth it if DQ saw the angle that we were able to see in terms of where the football was when his knee was down. And I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
They're going to take a break, and that'll give Quinn time to take a look. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. For now, it's Chiefs ball in a scoreless game.
That's they didn't challenge. I do not blame Dan Quinn for not challenging because they had a 2.5-minute commercial break there. They saw all the angles, and what we often see on that is if there's not a straight down the line angle, they're not going to overturn it. That said, that field goal would have been 58 yards with a kicker who you signed 3 minutes before the game, basically. He flew with the team not knowing if he would be signed or not, and maybe he could have hit it. But if you give the Chiefs a short field that early in the game, I think that would be devastating there. You can sell me on a Tressway punt, pin them inside the five, the defense is cooking, but I don't think a field goal is a viable option. They're just given the downside of missing it. But here's the good news. This defense is making plays. We've been begging for takeaways all year, and they get one. The offense can't convert. They get another one.
Third and three at the 48-yard line. Make it third and four. Worthy goes in motion. Washington breaks for Mahomes. Time throws over the middle. That one pops up in the air. That picked off by Bobby Wagner. Second interception of the first half for Washington. The first for Wagner this season. First down, Commanders.
Tips and overthrows.
Tips and overthrows, baby. There we
Tips and overthrows, and you just have to be just a little bit lucky sometimes. And this is Patrick Mahomes throwing the football to a wide open Travis Kelce, and he threw it with some heat, hot, high and hot, and Bobby Wagner right where he needed to be.
Yeah, a little luck never hurts, and set them up with a 59-yard field to score coming back. I mentioned that the young guys got some more snaps, which I was very excited about. Von Miller, who we won't mention in this, played 23% of the snaps. He's been not just sporadically used, but really sporadically used this season. Jordan McGee out there for 84% of the snaps. I think that's a positive development for him. I'm waiting to see Kane Medrano get some snaps. He's still at zero. I think he should take some Bobby Wagner snaps in the next couple weeks. Bobby Wagner, of course, was out there for 100% of the plays, all 69 snaps on defense, and 4 special team snaps. A very busy day of work for Bobby Wagner. Would love to see that workload reduced in the coming days. 2 takeaways for a team that just been starving for him. And you come back the other way, and this is where the game is lost. You've got to make something out of these, and the same thing happens again.
Carries in the slot. McNichols is the back. Second, fourth down attempt. Washington's 0-for-1. They needed 6 on the last drive. Got 5 3/4. Fourth and 1. Snap to Mariota. Here comes a big blitz from Kansas City. Mariota wants it off for Terry, who's not looking for the ball. It's thrown out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete. Turnover on downs.
And that's how.
All out, man.
Yeah, that's what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do.
They love to bring pressure. They brought pressure. And that was that's the difference between a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback right there. He reads his hot read. He sends it to Terry. It's too long. Terry's not in that spot. This goes back to the conversation we've had a million times. Terry missed the offseason. And he throws it to the spot he thinks Terry's going to be. Terry isn't in that spot. That's how you handle a zero blitz. Mariota does the correct thing. You know, Jaden maybe shakes and bakes and gets the run. Mariota's not going to do that against that blitz in that situation. Terry doesn't know where to be. The ball's only going to one spot. That's how those plays work. And that's the chemistry that Jaden and Terry had. My favorite play, of course, the Cincinnati touchdown to win the game. It's a zero blitz. Everybody's coming. Jaden has to make that split second throw. He throws it up to an exact spot in the end zone. Who's at that exact spot? Terry McLaurin's in that exact spot. A year later now, Jaden's not the one throwing the ball, and that ain't the same Terry. That's a Terry who's missed the offseason, has battled injuries since then, has maybe had single-digit practices this season. Now, we're playing professional football in week 8, and this is a guy who's had maybe fewer than 8 practices total with the team this year. And those are the moments when that shows. You know my thought from yesterday, and on review, I still would have run at least one of those 3 plays. I know you got Coleman in there, but it worked with Coleman last year. You can't tell me Coleman's a bum. He's not. He got him to the NFC title game last year. I understand he's not the ideal specimen at that position, but Brandon Coleman plays well enough. You got to at least give Chris Rodriguez a chance to pick up those yards. But it's the Terry discussion. The vibes are off. How's that for a film study takeaway? The vibes are off. Dan Quinn, aggressive, because aggressive worked last year, and it goes 0-for-2. Terry McLaurin, superstar receiver, makes 2 incredible catches. Also, is not in the right spot on this play because he missed a lot of time. Also has to be coached up by Debo to be getting the right spot on another big play. Also leaves the game early with maybe an injury. Uh-oh. It's just going to linger. And that's my main takeaway here that I've made peace with here. This stuff's just going to linger all season long. The vibes aren't there at all. Now, the vibes aren't there for the Chiefs every year. The vibes aren't there for the Eagles every year. The vibes aren't there for the Ravens every year. The good teams power through it, manufacture that offense, manufacture their momentum. And the Commanders haven't figured out how to do that yet. That's where Cliff Kingsbury comes in. That's where Dan Quinn comes in. When it's not working, you got to get into the lab and make it work. And you think about the Chiefs last year, who took so long to get it going, but kept winning games in that time. The Chiefs this year, who started 0-2, manufacture your momentum and then let it become real. It's something the Commanders need to figure out how to do very quickly. And then you've got this. All right, let's spotlight another play. This is not... You know I've had thoughts on Marshawn Lattimore. His interception was fantastic to start the game. Here's an opportunity for a game-changing play that he misses, though.
2 wide receivers to the right. In motion, Noah Gray. Rashee Rice inside the numbers to the left. Mahomes in the gun, takes the snap. Steps up, fires, wide open Rice at the 30.
Oh, dropped
the ball. It's fumbled. I think Rice was able to get it back. That one was popped out after he made the catch. Marshawn Lattimore had a shot at it, but Rice was able to get it back.
Fumble with recovery by the offense.
It's first down.
Could have used that break. It's a gain of 15.
And Lattimore reaches down to pick it up, but should have just fallen on it. Getting the ball is far more important there than anything else that you could have done. The score in that moment, 14-7 midway through the third quarter. This reminds me a lot of the NFC title game. You look at this score and you're like, Chiefs beat them by a lot. That's what they do. Eagles beat them by a lot. They're Super Bowl winners that year. That Eagles game was competitive until the Eckler fumble in the fourth. This game in that moment was a competitive football game. If they get the ball down 7 midway through the third quarter, they can absolutely tie it up. They don't. The Chiefs score is 21-7, and the floodgates open at that point. Mariota then throws another interception.
Mariota gets away from a defender. He's scrambling right, throws back across the body, and that is picked off. Picked off. Second interception of the game for Marcus Mariota, just trying to make a play here late. Jack Cochran makes the play for Kansas City.
It's sad, Bram. It's time to bid Bram adieu until next week. Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher on the Commanders Radio Network. You hear them every week right here on The Fan, including this week's Sunday Night Football, another night game, welcoming the Seattle Seahawks, who have had 13 days to prepare for this one. Meanwhile, the Commanders land at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning after a rough Monday Night Football game. Other play I have circled here two more things, but the one I want to circle, the unnecessary roughness on Johnny Newton where he spins Mahomes and tosses him. Mahomes is always going to get that call. You got to be smart in that. That's frustration showing up. And for once, it's not on the defense. The defense made two big plays, and the offense did not capitalize on either of them. That's demoralizing. They've been told for 7 weeks now, pick it up. Give the offense a chance. They do that. The offense doesn't convert. That's frustrating for them. You saw that frustration play out on that. The other one, I don't know if you noticed this, the Chiefs, after they scored to go up 21-7, just start kicking it out of the end zone. They don't even let McCaffrey run it back anymore. They go into a full, like, we know we've got this position with a 14-point lead, which is not a safe lead in the NFL. That's the confidence. These guys had that confidence last year. We're not going to lose. And even just walking around at Arrowhead at halftime, you just get that feeling, right? They're like, well, it's 7-7. That didn't go great. Excited to see how they win. Hey, Mahomes, figure it out. They'll win. That confidence. And these guys had that confidence last year. They don't have that confidence this year. And they got to reclaim it on a short week. Seattle coming to town. And then Detroit. You know my stance here. They've got to win two of the next three before the bye. That sends you into the bye at 5-6. That's not great, but you can reel everybody in from 5-6. You go into the bye 4-7. We're playing for the future. It's Mike Shanahan once said. To do that, you have to beat either the Seahawks this Sunday night or Detroit next Sunday afternoon. The Seahawks are very good. The Lions are also very good. This is not an easy task. Now, Hazel.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Pop quiz. Does that make Sunday's game a must win?
No, it does not.
Does not, because you could beat the Lions if you don't beat the Seahawks this weekend. But we're on the verge of declaring one.
Woo!
Which is a bad sign for the boys. That's Commander's Rewind. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Good show.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And, of course, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, wrapping up on a Wednesday morning. Thank you to our friends in Chesterfield. Play Chesterfield every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Zach Joachim, we love having him on the show. And Commander's Rewind abbreviated version, because y'all didn't want the real version. I think we did enough Commander's Rewind for today. More Commander's talk coming on AWOD Radio. He's up next. Jaden Daniels scheduled to participate in practice today, so we'll have all the latest updates from Ashburn with AWOD, Grant, and Danny. Of course, we'll drive you home. You know where I'll be tonight, watching Game 5 of the World Series. How late will it go? Nobody knows. Quick one last night, one a quick one two nights ago. Speaking of baseball, Hazel, the Pope. You know that the Pope is from America.
I do.
Big development. USA, number one. The Pope is a Chicago White Sox fan. He was born in Chicago, and there is video footage of him at the World Series when the Chicago White Sox were in the World Series. He just sitting in the stands watching baseball like a regular dude.
Like a regular future Pope.
And now he's infallible, which is heck of a glow up as these things go. So the Pope, in his capacity as one of the most important people, influential people in the world,
I'd say so.
Was hosting the head of the Assyrian Church of the East on Monday.
Okay.
Another denomination, church, I don't know the terminology, Mar Awa the Third, His Holiness Mar Awa the Third.
Excuse you.
And His Holiness Mar Awa the Third brought the Pope a gift. I would assume that's customary when you visit the Pope.
Yeah, that's true.
He brought a Cubs jersey with the Pope's name on the back. And those are, of course, the rival team. So this has been reported as an international comedic misunderstanding. The Pope is American. I bet he likes baseball. I'll look up where he's from and get him a jersey. So it's the two of them standing there. And the Pope's got a little look on his face as he's accepting this gift. This is not a global misunderstanding. No.
Oh.
He's from Chicago. And he's a Cubs fan. He's trolling the Pope in the Vatican.
Oh my goodness. He's trolling the Pope. That's so bold.
Well, you talk about messing with karma.
He's from Chicago.
First off, the Assyrian Church of the East and the Roman Catholic Church,
neither of which are giving Chicago.
Both are led by dudes from Chicago.
Sure, whatever.
Baseball fan dudes from Chicago.
Wow.
And in this moment of international global summiting, he's trolling the Pope.
He was like, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going
to
do?
I love the thought of him cooking that up. It's a big moment for us. Get to meet the Pope. He's an important guy. Build bridges. And also, I'm going to troll the Pope.
I think anyone was like, maybe not. He's like, I'm absolutely doing it.
I don't know if he's infallible or not. He appears to be quite fallible. I think only the Pope gets to be infallible, not the other church leaders.
I mean, if we gave out the title to everybody.
Well, if two people are infallible and they disagree on something,
Then where would we be?
We can't have that kind of uncertainty in the world. And with Dalai Lama's going to drop by with a Blackhawks jersey next week. I don't
He's trolling the Pope.
It's open mic night at the Vatican. Hey, Pope, good to see ya.
If they're, have they met before?
No.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, I hope he's got a sense of humor. I hope.
Do you have to check your sense of humor at the door when you become Pope, or are you still allowed, like, can you do like, hey, Bishop, go here. Pull my finger. Yeah. Can you do that if you're the Pope? It's a very serious position.
I mean, you got to have some moments of levity.
I think there has to.
Cubs jersey. You know, the little things.
I would imagine the Pope gets hundreds of gifts a day.
Yeah.
What do they do with all? Like, is the goodwill at the Vatican full of like...
I was imagining like a
custom.
Yeah.
They just keep it, they throw it in a vault.
They're like, oh yeah, another one.
Yeah, because... I mean, like the athletes, when Ovechkin announces his retirement, he'll go and they'll give him a gift in every city, mm-hmm. and that's 29 tchotchkes from around the league. And even that, I got to think he's like, I'm not displaying all 29 of these.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. And the Pope's getting visited every day by somebody.
I would imagine this is the first time there's been a Cubs jersey delivered to the Pope, though.
He's keeping this one.
Yeah.
Or he's plotting just an incredible revenge prank back. Or mm-hmm. he's putting in a good word with the guy upstairs, and the prank will execute at the gates. You know, he's a pope. He can pull some strings like that.
Yeah. No, you're so right. I hadn't considered the possibilities.
Just something to think about there. Not a Cubs fan. If you go to the Vatican, not a Cubs fan. He's a White Sox fan. Neither team playing in the World Series.
Woo!
First time ever. The World Series, baseball has started the season. They started the season in Tokyo. They've ended the season now in Toronto because they'll go back for a game six. First time ever Major League Baseball has started and ended the season in different countries. We're getting closer to a World Series. We are getting close. They called it that for a long time. And remember, Richmond International Airport, right? Like it had those vibes. Because for a minute, we did have a flight to Canada. We had a flight to try, and that was kind of the Major League Baseball. It's the World Series. We're going to find out who the best team in the world is. Did you invite any other countries? Well, Toronto said they could make it. anybody else? There's some pretty big baseball countries out there. No, they're going to do their own thing, and we'll sort that out down there. Have a true World Series this year. Canada's team and Japan's team.
Woo!
And maybe America will get to participate someday. Maybe not, though.
We had our turns.
We had a lot of turns.
We had so many.
I always like, people are always like, you got to bring back baseball. And like, we need to bring back baseball in America. Like, man, I love baseball. And I'm here to tell you, that ship has sailed. It's not like, it's a little bit like the let's bring back horse racing people. Like,
right.
It's not coming back. And I love that you used to love it. But it's not coming back like it used to. We're all going to watch Kentucky Derby. George is going to call in tomorrow with Breeders' Cup picks, which is my annual reminder from him that the Breeders' Cup is this weekend, which for the horse racing people is the biggest race of the year. I am not a horse racing people, so I need that reminder that it's Breeders' Cup week. But the horse racing people are big into this.
Oh, they're locked in.
And I just think this is what I sound like when I talk to people about baseball. Did you see the game last night? So go, dude. Hey, this has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. Did you hear they moved the ping pong table out of the locker room? All right. Yeah.
Okay. He's on it again.
Lamar Jackson fessed up. It was him, not Harbaugh.
Oh.
He was the one who ordered the removal of the ping pong table. And the Ravens are now betting favorites to win the AFC North with a 2-5 record, which is, look, the Bengals stink and the Browns stink. But that's incredible Steelers disrespect. Steelers have a winning record. And Aaron Rodgers. And they are the underdogs.
And Aaron Rodgers.
To win the division at this moment. Ravens with no ping pong table and Lamar Jackson projected to storm back.
I think Rodgers needs that little chip on his shoulder to really come to life.
This could be fuel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right. AWOD Radio up next. We will be back tomorrow with our usual Thursday with Friends assortment. One last reminder tonight. High school walkthrough at 6 o'clock. Why is it on Wednesday instead of Thursday? Because tomorrow, is game night on The Fan, Highland Springs and Verina. It is the best non-championship high school football game here every year. And you can save the calls, one, because we're out of time and AWOD's next. But two, there are a lot of very nice private school matchups, and I'm not disrespecting them. But Verina Highland Springs is next level. And we'll, of course, have that for you. Hokie Steve on the call, filling in for our guy Gary tomorrow night, all right here on The Fan. So tonight, high school walkthrough. Tomorrow, Highland Springs, Verina. We're back tomorrow. We'll get you ready. It is the Seahawks and the Commanders Sunday night under the lights in Landover. And we'll have that for you right here as well. We'll catch you tomorrow. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.